Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Press release. The Uzbek regime is a partner in the crime committed under the guise of the quote-unquote Peace Council, translated. On January the 22nd, at the invitation of US President Trump, the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, attended the signing of the Peace Council document in the city of Davos, Switzerland. In this regard, his advisor Abdulaziz Kamilov stated in an interview with Uzbekistan 24 channel that Uzbekistan's accession to the Peace Council is primarily due to the alignment of security factors and the objectives of the initiative with the main outlines of the country's foreign policy. He emphasized that Uzbekistan has, quote, serious and important interests, unquote, in the Middle East region. He also announced that three main factors influenced the support for the quote-unquote Peace Council initiative. First, its alignment with national security interests. Second, the compatibility of the council's goals and tasks with the principles of foreign policy. And third, the existence of vital interests in the Middle East. According to him, one of the main directions of the initiative's agenda is ending and settling the military and economic crisis in the Gaza Strip. And the initiative to establish the Peace Council was presented by US President Donald Trump. The advisor linked the, quote, important and serious interests, unquote, to regional, global and national security, pointing out that Uzbekistan's interest in the Middle East is also increasing due to the danger of extremism. In this regard, we affirm the following. First, Kamilov describes the ongoing aggressive war, the brutal genocide, oppression, repression, and violence that the Jewish entity has committed and continues to commit against Muslims in the Blessed Land of Palestine as a, quote, military and economic crisis, unquote. In fact, this regime has not even dared to condemn the Jewish entity to this day. This once again proves that the Uzbek regime still adheres to its position of concealing the crimes of this entity and turning a blind eye to them. Likewise, his statement about quote-unquote settling the crisis does not mean eliminating the crimes of the Jewish entity, but rather directing them in a manner that serves the interests of this criminal entity. Second, all the factors that Kamilov links to what he calls, quote, serious and important interests, unquote, aim to improve the security of the Uzbek regime and its international image. That is, these matters have nothing to do with the interests of the Muslim people of Uzbekistan because they hate the Jewish entity and express their hatred for it even if only on social media platforms. The foreign policy pursued by the Uzbek regime is completely incompatible with this reality. This means that the regime seeks only the temporary, quote, trust and influence, unquote, granted by America. Third, Kamilov's statements about the regime's increased interest in the Middle East under the pretext of, quote, regional, global and national security, unquote, and, quote, the threats of extremism, unquote, mean that this regime is not concerned with the mass killings of Muslims. Rather, it views the ongoing events in the Middle East, or more precisely, the expected global changes resulting from the growing Islamic awakening and the prevailing public opinion among Muslims that established the Khilafah state is a matter of life or death, not only as a threat to its national security, but also to the security of the entire region and the whole world. Quite simply, it is extremely worried that the establishment of the Khilafah, the Caliphate state, would lead to the collapse of its authority and with it, the current corrupt international system. Accordingly, the Uzbek regime under Mirziyoyev seeks to preserve the existing rotten international order and ensure the security of its rule by joining projects led by Trump's America. Based on the above, we say to our Muslim people, all Muslims in Uzbekistan, this regime that rules you follows a policy that serves its own interests and security, not your interests and security. Therefore, it joins the despicable American project called the quote-unquote Peace Council, which refuses to cleanse the Blessed Land of Palestine from Jews, but rather strengthens them and betrays the Muslims. We must realize that this is a dangerous step that cannot be justified either Islamically or rationally. Therefore, your duty is to reject this un-Islamic foreign policy pursued by the Uzbek regime and to stop remaining silent, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for that. For the liberation of Gaza, Al-Aqsa Mosque and all of Palestine will not be achieved through America's colonial project and other disbelievers, but through the general mobilization of the armies of the Muslims. Allah Almighty says,
وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ وَأَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَخْرَجُوكُمْ.
And kill them wherever you overtake them, and expel them from wherever they have expelled you. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 191. And we say to the Uzbek regime, joining this council is not merely a step in foreign policy, rather it is participation in a hostile plot against our brothers in Gaza who are suffering genocide and against the Islamic Ummah. This is complicity in grave crime. We warn once again this regime under Mirziyoyev that the consequences of committing a crime such as squandering blessed Palestine will be nothing but humiliation in this world and the hereafter. Allah Almighty says,
وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
And do not cooperate in sin and aggression, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in penalty. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 2. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Uzbekistan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.